This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour, time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, something that we do every week at this time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, to put the charts into perspective for the week of July 16th to 20th. When I say charts, the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Go to talkers.com. You'll find these lists there, and you'll find all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page for Talkers as well. Just kind of a neat way to profile what's going on in the News Talk business. And so we take it upon ourselves to spend the hour talking what happens in News Talk Radio is it becomes known in some circles as political talk radio. I don't know that that's fair or accurate, but there certainly are lots of political discussions that go on these stations. So Rich McFadden has gotten me to look at starting from the beginning and not the end of the list, the number one item, which is where the big hits are. So if this is the biggest hit, we should play it three times during the hour, Richie, like in
absolutely.
The old music days.
Well,
three times.
And, you know, you actually bring up a great point in talk radio that is, it's much like music. You've got the hits when you're on a talk program, and you want to hit those hits.
Playing the hits.
Several times, because people want to be updated on what's going on in the most important stories.
Okay, so what do we make, all of us, of the photograph of Trump and Putin on the cover of Time magazine? If you haven't seen the new issue of Time magazine, it's creepy.
It's
all right,
very
that's
creepy
one word.
Looking. Yeah.
Richie, have you seen it?
I have not, but let me go see it here.
All right, so this is
it. It took me a second to figure it out, because at first it looks like a really bad airbrushed picture of Trump, and then when you zoom in, like by the eyes, you realize, oh, those aren't Trump's eyes, and then you realize it's Putin in the middle. It's very creepy.
It's weird how you can do this, but the state of technology today allows you to do things like this. So Trump and Putin, with their summit this week in Helsinki, made a lot of news, lots of conversation. Certainly Sean Hannity has gotten the best deal of all. He just follows Trump wherever he goes, gets the first conversation with him. And, yeah, there's the usual stuff that comes out of something like this. And then there's the gaffe that Trump made, and the people when he came back saying, "Do you realize what you said?" And he sort of fixed it. I don't know.
Because it changed a few times after that. So.
Yeah. But you see, it's so easy to take pot shots at any of these people. They're at such a vulnerable, no matter what. Whether you're Obama, whether you're Bush, whether you're Clinton, being the president of the United States, you have a target on you, and it comes from various. So you got people taking shots at
you. And you have to know that you have a target on you, and you have to be prepared for having a target on you, and you have to not set yourself up to be shot at when you have that target on you.
Well, but doesn't Trump do that kind of?
He
sets himself up in a way.
He does set himself up, and he doesn't care, and that's the thing.
I don't know that he doesn't care, though. I think that his image is very important to him. He has an incredibly fragile ego. I think he does care, and I just think that he can't help himself. He just gets in his own way.
I think more often than not. I think it's because of that he is in the situation he's in this week. I think that he refused to admit to the media that the Russians helped him win the election. I think once he says all right, Russians, you guys are bad guys. You interfered in our election. Then the media gets to go, look, Trump admits that he won an illegitimate election. And I think he just refuses to give them that.
Does anyone, I'm on the left and I didn't vote for Trump, but does anyone really think it's an illegitimate election? I haven't even heard people on the far left say that.
Yeah, it depends on how you define illegitimate. If you take the Electoral College, he won fair and square. If you take the number of votes actually cast for him versus that
Hillary
number
had him
cast
by, like,
for
what?
Hillary,
almost
3 he lost.
Million votes or something.
The
right.
same thing happened with
that
George
happened
Bush
Al Gore.
Right.
Yeah.
And Al Gore. That's why the Electoral College has to go.
But he's at
because
Wisconsin.
It doesn't represent what the American voter wants. The
and
majority
I
should
do
win.
Agree with
I don't
that.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think this election proved
it needs to stay, if
Why?
Anything. Because otherwise the large cities and the coasts would run the country.
That's tough.
But the other thing is, though, when people say the large cities and the coasts would run everything, that's not true. One vote is one vote. So if everybody gets out and votes, one vote is one vote. So that's it. It's just by population. You can't blame cities and the coasts for that. It's just everyone gets one vote.
Sorry on this one, Richie.
No.
But what's the logic in saying that that's not math? That's math.
I think I saw in this election, because before I was with you, I was kind of like, you know, okay. But one vote, I don't think it lays out like that. I think it lays out to where the Montanas and the Wyomings, they don't get the say that the higher population, I mean, sure, one vote is one vote.
Why not?
But Montana and they don't have the control.
But that's the thing. I hear
New
this
York
argument all
California
the time from people on
and
the
New
right,
Jersey
but
would be creating all of the policy for all of the country.
How would you? I don't understand how that works. I don't honestly get that. Maybe you think I'm thick. But I don't.
No, I just don't understand that argument at all.
I don't either.
One vote is one vote. Yeah. So, like, if you're in Montana, and let's say, and I don't know if Montana's a red state or blue state or whatever, purple.
It's a red
but,
state.
Okay, so if you're in Montana and you're in a red state, then if you're still going to have control over your own local officials and who represents you in Congress. So I don't understand, like, if what you're saying is if there are more people in the country who vote left than right, well, then shouldn't that win? Because if that's what the population says,
wow.
I don't understand the argument, and I've never heard a clear, and I'm still not hearing it from
and I
you
did, and
either.
I just can't hear it. Yeah, after this election, I heard some clear arguments, but I would have to go research it and give it back to you because I just. You know.
All right. Can I do some research in another area?
Yeah.
I have researched how your life can change, Richie. How drinking life change tea. We can get rid of all of the garbage that's in your system. You can maintain perfect health. You, Rich McFadden, have intruders in your body. You have been attacked by things that came into your body through the food that you have eaten and that horrible drink called beer that you put into your body that will corrupt almost anybody's the innards. You have an unhealthy colon, Mr. McFadden.
Life is full of decisions, my friend.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to help you make a good one.
Thank you.
Clean your colon with Life Change Tea. Take an example from your friend Victoria and Doug, who are drinking Life Change Tea. And we have cleaned up our colons. We've cleaned up our act. We are in the waste management business now. Cleaning out. That's the big company with the trucks, Waste Management. That's what Life Change Tea is. It manages the waste that's left in your body, the cells, the tissues that are getting the organs all messed up in your body. Let's clean them up. We can have fun with this, but the serious matter here is that Life Change Tea does have a proprietary herbal formula, teas that are grown in America, getting rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria in your body. Let's get on to it. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. I can see Richie going right now in the computer screen. GetTheTea.com. If you use the discount code DJV Richie, they will ship Get the Tea to you, the Life Change Tea from Get the Tea. They'll ship it to you free.
Good to have friends in high places.
It is, Rich. I'm happy to help you out with your problem. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic, and all yours at GetTheTea.com. Seriously, let's get on to a way to make yourself feel much better, live longer, live in a healthy way with Life Change Tea. It'll change your life, change your body. GetTheTea.com is where you go to order it. Can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV gets it to you free.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable. Backed by a 10-year guarantee, MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to the countdown, the overview, actually. This is not the real countdown. The countdown is an hour with Michael Harrison and I, in which we go through the lot of them. Here, sometimes we don't get to all of them. Trump, the Russia investigation, all the business. I think the Russians, it's kind of like the Russians are overtaking what we talk about here. And the spy case in England, and then there's this other woman that, is she 19? How old is this woman that we talked about this week, Victoria, that may be an American-Russian spy?
I have no idea how old she is.
No, 29. She started when she was 19. That's it. She's now 29. I'm just remembering. Okay. I'm putting the story in focus in my head.
Okay.
So, here, it's like, you know that TV show, The Americans?
Yes, that's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't raised here, though, right?
No, I'm not
I don't
sure
think so.
That. Richie, do you watch that show, The Americans? Ever seen that show?
No, I've heard you talk about it. I heard you love
it. Yeah. Actually, it was a good show. Well, I'm not. What? The inference. the curly Q inference from Richie was that I'm a communist. And
I'm a commie.
I would never say that.
You pinko commie liberal. No. I'm not a liberal.
No, not at all.
You know me, I don't like any of them.
You're an anarchist, if anything.
I am, thank you. Yes, I like that. Anarchy. Let's overthrow everything, get rid of all the baddies, and only have the goodies. I don't know how many goodies there are around. But anyway, so the Russians have inculcated. So the whole thing, though, with Trump saying, talked to him and I asked him if he did and he said no, so I believe him. I kind of had a chuckle at that one.
Yeah. He could have been a lot stronger on that without giving up, you know, whatever
right.
he wanted.
Yeah, especially given the fact that he is so tough in so many different areas, so much of this stuff. Upcoming, the fallout from the NATO meeting as we continue to discuss what's going on this week. News Talk Radio is the focus. This Talk Radio Roundup, 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden. We are going through the items that Talkers Magazine prints every week. In the 52 weeks a year, they come out with a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people. This week on the people list, it's Trump and Putin at number 1 and 2, Christopher Wherry at number 3 with Dan Coats. I don't know that connection. Do we know what the Christopher Wherry sounds like? That new movie, the movie that's coming, Christopher Robin. Christopher Wherry.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah. I don't think Winnie the Pooh makes an appearance in that one.
Well, you know how I like to simplify everything.
True.
Maria Butina is that Russian spy that we were talking about. Robert Mueller is at 5. Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I thought it was I got a kick out of Trump saying he hopes that Biden runs against him in 2020. My dream opponent in 2020. At some point, it seems to me we need to get serious about images and stuff. And I was hoping that sort of Trump would grow with the job, in a manner of speaking. You know, he'd become a little more mature with the tweets and the other things. And you know, Joe Biden is a great guy. Politically, I don't necessarily stand with him. And he's kind of a clown, a little bit of a klutz. But he's
the guy you want to sit next to at the bar and have a beer with and a conversation with while watching a baseball game.
Yep.
But you don't want him as your president.
No, but he's
a good person.
Yeah, right. I don't want Trump as my president. I don't want
him. I didn't want
Hillary as my president. Where's my choice? Where is there a choice?
But that's a good question, though, and that's what people should be talking about. Who would be your choice?
My choice? At the moment? Well, I think
of those to choose from.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Michael Bloomberg would be, in my
estimation, my choice.
The most fabulous president we've had since maybe Reagan. I actually thought Reagan was pretty good in most respects. Not all respects, but in many respects. He made us feel good. And Clinton, I like Clinton too, frankly. I liked him because he made us feel good as Americans. Both Reagan and Clinton made us feel good as Americans. Since then, I haven't felt, I mean, I'm an American through and through, but do I...
I know what you mean, though.
There's a psyche.
Do you think it's not so much the person, but the position has been, since the Clinton years, and the media and the cheapening of the definition of what the president is, maybe. I think it's become this all on attack all the time so that everybody hates everything.
But Clinton deserved it. I mean, if it did start with him, he certainly deserved it.
He was no innocent bystander, and that's part of the reason that now conservatives
look at Clinton like, okay, maybe he wasn't so bad, because you know what, Clinton really just kind of sat
back, and
he stole Newt Gingrich's contract with America
ideas.
And said, look, let's pass all these and I'm going to take the credit for them, and everybody's like, okay, and it worked.
He was very smart. One thing you can say about, in terms of the intelligence quotient of recent presidents, I would say Clinton by far was the smartest. Jimmy Carter, very smart. I'm not saying the other presidents were dull, but they were better politicians in terms of being muscle. LBJ was basically the best of that ilk. I think he was the worst. He was a horrible president.
I think that in my lifetime, I think and maybe for the rest of my life, I don't think there will ever be, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I don't think there will ever be a bigger quote-unquote politician than Bill Clinton. To me, he is the quintessential politician.
Yeah, he was definitely a politician.
I know that gets a very negative slant, and there were a lot of negatives to his wheeling and dealing in the way, and it depends on what the definition of is. I mean, come on, that's the most political thing anyone will ever say for the rest of my time on this earth, I think. It's amazing that people still really did like him on both sides.
28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. America's biggest road trip is underway, called Mini Takes the States, in which mini owners and enthusiasts gather for 8 days of road tripping in the fashion of the Great American Vacation. There are two groups. One starts in Portland, Oregon, and the other in Miami, Florida. Both groups end up in Keystone, Colorado. Around 1,000 minis will drive in convoy, with many teams doing the entire east or west route. This is all in aid of Feeding America, helping raise money and meals for food banks. For more, go to Mini Takes the States or OurAutoExpert.com.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you're...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word that President Trump has invited the Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit the White House this fall, taking the Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats by surprise. He gets the news while he's on stage at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado. After moderator Andrea Mitchell reads him the breaking news tweet, Coats says,
okay. That's going to be special.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issuing a statement saying Putin will not be welcome on Capitol Hill. 11 people are dead after their amphibious tour vehicle, or duck boat, capsized and sank in a Missouri lake just outside Branson. Divers are still searching for at least 5 people who are missing. The boat with wheels capsized during a thunderstorm. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and we're joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Sterling National Talk, I guess he has a presence, he's a talk personality, a talk show host. And what good would a talk show host be if he didn't have an opinion? Is that correct, Dr. Sterling? You have an opinion you'd like to opine with us? Is that it?
Well, the only way that you get to know me is through my opinion, since you can't see my hair and my shirt and when I'm looking at you. The only way you get to know me is through my opinion, as sad as they are.
Well, your opinions are your opinions. I will tell you, knowing you, that I'm not impressed often with your outfit or your hair, but I am impressed with your radio sustenance. That's why you're here, for radio sustenance. So you have heard us talking about the Trump-Putin meetings and all of the stuff, so I want to give you some time to sort of put it into perspective from your point of view, all of the hoopla. I've never asked you on the air about the feelings you have regarding news media coverage of things like this. Where do you think the right focus ought to be?
I have never heard anybody explain what exactly the Russians were supposed to have done. Russian interference with our election process. Russian interference with voting. Okay, I voted. There was no large woman serving borscht saying, please vote for this person, please. There was no, there were no communist flags on the way into the polling booth. I saw no stories presented to my email saying this is who you should vote for. Thank you, the citizens of Russia. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And that's never been explained. So in journalism school, you're taught who, won, where, when, why. Five W's. Who, what, where, when, why. I don't know what the Russians were supposed to have done. And Lord knows I didn't see any influence in my polls. And that's the myopic view of the world that most of us have. Well, how did this affect me? Nobody took down the signs on the front of my yard and put up signs in Russian. No, nobody, no Russians followed me into the polling place. Nobody handed me gift coupons to Russian cuisine restaurants. I have no idea what they're talking about. That, to me, is the failure of, quote, the media. Now, my favorite part about the conversations about the media is that when a listener calls in and goes on the air with me or you, congratulations, they're the media. You and I, we're the media. And I love it. I love it when I hear bloviated hosts, not you, bloviated hosts who are making $80 million a year, and then they go play golf after their show, say, well, you know, the mainstream media. Let me help you, buddy. If you're making $80 million a year doing a talk show, you are the mainstream media. So I don't understand any of this. I don't know what the Russians did. I don't know what the mainstream media is, because the richest people on television and radio are the ones saying the mainstream media. Like, no,
it's true.
You're the mainstream media. You're it.
Mainstream media. I love that phrase, too, by the way. And do you think it's different? See, I refer to it as the news media. The media is all-encompassing. The media is the third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment, it's movies, it's music. That's media for me. But I wonder how, if you were in Bozeman, Montana, how would your attitude be the same, Dr. Sterling, as it is here with us? Do you think the people in Bozeman think that they got hacked? You see, they didn't see any of the same things that you're talking about, but they think they got hacked.
That's what I don't understand.
What got hacked?
Nobody has said that Russian or external influence actually affected the results of the election. I don't know how they... Unless somebody came into the voting booth with me and held my hand.
Why are we spending?
It was through social media, and it was through information that they spread that got people. So, for example, they would create fake Twitter and fake social and Facebook and fake email accounts that would disseminate information for or against whatever they wanted to do. And then that information would get shared on social media, and it would go viral. And all of these stories would end up going viral that they wanted to go viral. That's how they infiltrated the election, not in that they hacked into a voting booth and changed your vote.
So what? I got dozens, maybe hundreds, of politically based ads from multiple sources.
And that's the problem. So you read a story about Hillary Clinton, and you didn't research it, and you didn't find out that story was false.
I've got a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. I don't have time to do research on
social
media.
That's the problem.
I'm agreeing with you in that.
People just retweeted and reposted, things that were inaccurate.
A
lot of people who were in the middle, though.
Statistic. You got me up.
Well, a lot of people who were in the middle did see those things.
Statistic. Here's the statistic you need to know. The minute candidates announce, over 80% of the population in any situation, over 80% already knows who they're going to vote for. Over 80% have already made a decision, and it's not going to be changed. The amount that is spent on political advertising, the reason for political advertising is not to get you to change your mind, because your mind's already made up. It's to inspire you to actually go and vote. It's to take an action.
And to sway the 20% of people who haven't made up their mind, and they're the morons here.
Listen, it's an insane conversation. Let me tell you what's important. Here's what's important. We're 3 or 4 weeks away
from
the start of school.
We specialize in insane conversations here, Walter. I want you to know that. If you're going to spend time with us, all of what we do here is a recipe for insanity. Just keep that in mind. Please, go ahead.
Mental patients arguing. Yes. Here's the real issue for me today. We're 3 or 4 weeks away from the beginning of school. My 6-year-old's elementary school burned to the ground a week ago. They're trying to figure out where those kids should go. Plus, I go to Dollar Tree to try to find school supplies for them, And the 12-year-old announces that those aren't good enough. We have to go to Staples, where it's 10 times as much. The cost of school supplies is the main issue in my household right now.
Wait a minute. And you let your 12-year-old daughter dictate to you where you're going to spend money and what you're going to get for her
and
school?
And when your daughter was 12, that didn't happen?
Well, I'm not using me. I'm using you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, of course. Of course. My 6-year-old, my 12-year-old, and my 15-year-old.
My daughter at 12 wouldn't have been caught dead in Dollar Tree, Dollar General, the 99-cent store.
No.
But as a mother, she goes there now.
Well, those are very different things.
Yes.
A Dollar Tree is a dollar. But the other ones, like Dollar General and all, this, it says everything is a dollar or more. I'm like, isn't that a store? A dollar or more, but Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. Of course I'd go there if I can get the same pen and pencils and pads.
Well, but you find out, this is an aside, when you go to those dollar stores, there has been some research done this year that suggests that even if you're only paying a dollar, many of the things are no bargain. They
Where
just
the dollar
are
stores appear on the countdown? I'm looking for it right now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, number 11.
The biggest issue at a Dollar Tree or any of the dollar stores is that when you walk through the store, your feet stick to the floor.
Yes.
That's the big issue.
And you're likely to find a lot of illegal immigrants there. That's number 5 this week, Richie, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Walter Sterling and Rich McFadden, Victoria Keel, and I'm Doug Steffen with a thought on how to lose weight. Calitrin is the number one, the best choice for weight loss. I have found that out myself. All of us could use a little of this. I think, Richie, I was suggesting maybe in a loving way because I love you and I love your handles. This would be a good thing for you. I was at 184 when I came back from California in April. I am smooth if I'm not in nothing else.
It's a wonder you don't have a good woman in the house with you. It really is.
Thank you very much, Rich. Anyway. What, because I tell a woman this is a good way to rid yourself of the love handles?
The way you meet chicks, really, I dig it, man. It's so much
shocking
fun to
you're
watch.
Single.
I know.
It seems to be universal. I'm waiting for a shot from Walter now, too. Okay, so I lost from 184, I went to 172 using Calitrin. Calitrin, the essential active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. Our body needs this protein, needs the collagen. It's the building block of your body. So as you get older, you have less of it, and therefore you start to spread out because the muscle isn't holding in what you're putting into your body, which is fat. You're accumulating fat, and these peptides, the collagen peptides, are not given a chance to work because you don't have as many of them. You need to supplement, and that's what Calitrin's main ingredient is.
I love science. Yeah, I love the way you explain that. Thanks.
Science. Okay, I got it. But the bottom line is, if you don't care about science, this is the natural way, the healthy way for you to lose weight. That's the benefit. Bing, bang, boom, all the rest of it is window dressing. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's worked for so many people. Go to their website, toploss.com, and see what other people have to say. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you understand the science and what it does, how it works in your body. What you really care about is that it works. I'm telling you it does, and so will hundreds or thousands of other people who are using Calitrin and have been for 20, 30 years. It's on the market at toploss.com. Can't get it in the store, only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code, and you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy over 3 bottles, you get the fourth bottle free. Check the box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in 7 major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
46 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling joining us this week. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. We're going through some of the stories, not necessarily in order, and not necessarily all of them, Richie.
I kind of got that.
Yeah, you got that. The illegal immigration discussion, is there anything new here? Walter, you're new to the program, so I'd appreciate your take on all the discussion regarding illegal immigration, how to fix the problem, or do we ever?
Well, the biggest news I learned this week about illegal immigration is that in 1948, Art Linkletter pleaded guilty to falsely claiming American citizenship. He was born in Canada. He's Canadian. And he claimed to be a U.S. citizen on job applications. He was dragged into court, pleaded guilty, paid a $500 fine, and given permission to apply for citizenship.
Really?
Hey, yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Art Linkletter was, he was one of the original prime pieces of television real estate that made it big. He was somebody that everybody loved. He was the host of this show and that show. He was, I think, what the best show he was, People Are Funny, I think. Wasn't that the best show he did?
Yeah.
One that most people knew. But he really set the tone for a lot of other things that were done on television.
Question, Victoria, do you know who Art Linkletter is?
I definitely know the name. I might not be able to tell you a whole lot more than that.
Okay.
Something in TV, knew? Radio, broadcasting, well, I mean, that's kind of what I would say.
At that time, there were a whole bunch of young Canadians, a young fellow named Lauren Green, Leslie right. Nielsen, William Shatner, all came down together from Canada on the same bus to make their way in Hollywood. And
going to be famous, eh?
Yeah. They were the first illegal immigrants. That's a very interesting story, Walter. Thank you.
But the other part of that story is he was incredibly rich, but not from his TV and radio work. He was incredibly rich because he hosted the show that featured the opening of Disneyland. And Walt Disney could not afford to pay him. And he made a deal. He said, look, give me the rights to the concession stands for cameras and film in Disneyland.
Really?
For 20. And that's how he got paid to host the TV show, the opening of Disneyland. He owned the concession stands for film in Disneyland. Now, does anybody remember film?
No, yeah, right, but that was a stroke of genius. There have been a lot of people who have done that. He was also bought a lot of real estate, like a lot of those guys did early on.
Right.
And made lots of dough. All right, we found out a lot of things about a few of the items this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Review with Doug and Walter and Victoria and Rich, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Oh my God. See, I think
who
this is
that?
Fabulous.
Ooh, that's
Pierce
bad.
Brosnan.
James
Bond.
Yes,
yeah, James Bond.
Oh, listen.
No,
wait, listen,
fine.
Listen.
Crank it up, Richie.
Oh, that's
tell
bad.
Tell Pierce Brosnan.
That's bad.
That's good. Come
Doug,
on.
Doug wants to
look,
pretend that it's
hot.
Good.
I think he's hot. I would date him right now, but that's bad.
Your husband know that you date him right now?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's from, like, right around the corner where my dad grew up in Ireland, so got that whole connection.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news, what's on the docket for this weekend, and apparently the big buzz is on Mamma Mia. That's Pierce Brosnan singing S.O.S. from Mamma Mia, and I, for one, I'm looking forward to hearing him sing. Go ahead, Chucker.
And you know what? When I sent my, I meant to send two clips down. I sent the same clip down twice by mistake, but I sent that one, which is Pierce Brosnan singing from the original Mamma Mia. The second clip was the comparison clip. It was Robert Shaw's Quentin Jaws putting his fingernails on the blackboard. So I wanted to make a comparison, which is more painful to listen to.
But you know what? People are going to go see. They want to see those three guys and how they're aging. They want to see how the rest of the cast
is
aging. Yeah.
They
want to see how
really?
It looks now. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been 10 years for the first one. And so they want to. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it'll do well. I'm hoping it will.
Is that why you like to see the original actors in the reboot of movies? Because you want to see how they're aging?
I want to see. Well, I think that may be part of it, Richie, but I also want to have this relevance for me when there's a remake of something like this to see that what I went for the first time to see them. And if it's like, whether it's Indiana Jones or Star Wars or any of the movies that have been remade, I want to see the relevant people who made it first a household title, if that's the title of a movie. I want to see what's going on. Those people They're the identity to the movie, so why would you want to change it, especially if those people are available? I don't get some of the thinking. Chuck, you can help us out here.
Well, so you'd rather see Pierce Brosnan play 007 than Daniel Craig?
I thought Pierce Brosnan was very good as James Bond.
I did, too. I thought he was very charming. I thought he did a terrific job.
They all brought something different to it. I thought that the way they handled it, the Broccoli family handled it very badly with him. At the end, Daniel Craig has brought a different sort of James Bond. They all bring something different. But for everybody who's been with James Bond since the beginning, still, Sean Connery is the quintessential James Bond. He is James Bond, just the same way as Raymond Burr was...
Ironside.
not Ironside, but what's his face? Yeah. Perry Mason, thank you.
Oh, Perry Mason, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Chucker, what do we have that other than Mamma Mia this weekend? Well, the buzz is good on it, right? Rotten Tomatoes must have like 98 on it or something?
That's like 80-something.
80-something, okay. You going to go see it?
I am. I'm going to see it this afternoon.
Okay.
With my wife and daughter. I'm also going to see, I'll see this one by myself, The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington.
Another violent escape into...
It's violent. But I got to tell you, on the record, I'd say at this point, I would say Denzel Washington probably is my favorite actor working in the business right now.
I think he's fantastic.
He's so great.
Yeah, the guy's just something better about him. He's outstanding.
When he gets into the... Like he was the savant in... was that Ezekiel, whatever that movie was that nobody went to see?
That's Roman J. Israel, Esquire. That's it. I love that movie.
Oh, my God. That you realize what acting ability it took to... it's fabulous.
All right,
it's
good.
It's a great movie. Go see it. Get it on Netflix or something. But, see that. That's him at his best. Shooting it up in Magnificent Seven takes no acting ability. Being the Equalizer and shooting up... It doesn't take any...
No, I disagree with you because I haven't seen part two, but in the first Equalizer, there's a lot of small character scenes in that film. Yeah. His acting is simply outstanding.
It's the bigger scenes
that I don't like. It's the smaller scenes that are very, very effective in that film.
I'm just not going to see these real violent. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to see
the first Sicario. I thought was okay because I was interested in Emily Blunt. Didn't go see the second one because all it is chopping people up and who needs that crap? All right, what else, Chuck?
One other story. The 25th James Bond movie, which starts filming shortly, put out a casting call, not looking for one, not two, but three villains. Two male, one female. The release date, November 8, 2019. Daniel Craig will be back. Most likely for the final time is 007.
I thought they had him for two more pictures.
No, I think it's one more. It's a $25 million guaranteed pay.
But you know what? Those whips that they have, they've been trying to find. They can't find anybody to replace them. It's one of the reasons they gave him $25 million to keep him, because there's nobody around that's any good. Chuck Curry is very good. He's here on the DJV program, 59 after the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.